I will send for you as soon as I can. It will be a hard life, Otto.
But
it will
be less hard if we live together.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, Rotunda. I have some bad news. I must leave this place.
When?
Right away.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Perchik. We will all miss you.
But I also have some good news. If you congratulate me.
Well, congratulations. What for?
We're engaged.
Engaged?
Yes, Paul, we're engaged.
No, you're not. I know you like him, and he likes you. But you're going away, and you're staying here. So have a nice trip, Perchik. I hope you'll be very happy. And my answer is no.
But, Papa, you don't understand.
I understand. I gave my permission to model and vital, so you feel you also have a right. I'm sorry, Perchik, I like you, but you're going away, so go in good health, and my answer is still no.
But Papa, you don't understand.
You're not listening. I said no.
Rotunda.
What is it?
We are not asking for your permission, only for your blessing.
You're not asking for my permission?
But we would like your blessing, Papa.
I can't believe my own ears. My blessing? For what? For going over my head. Impossible! At least with Seidel and Model. They asked me. They begged me. But now, if I like it or not, you'll marry him. So what do you want from me? Go on, be wet, and tear out my beard and uncover my head. Tradition. They're not even asking permission from the Papa. What's happening to the tradition? When would a vine might pull out a thread? And where has it led? Where has it led? Where has it led? To this. A man tells me he's getting married. He doesn't ask me, he tells me. At first, he abandons her.
He is not abandoning me, Papa.
I will send for her as soon as I can. I love her.
He loves her. Love. It's a new start. On the other hand, our old ways were new ones, weren't they? On the other hand, they decided without parents, without a matchmaker. After all, did Adam and Eve have a matchmaker? Yes, they did. Then it seems that these two have the same matchmaker. They're going over my head. Unheard of, absurd. For this they want to be blessed. Unthinkable. I'll lock her up in her room. I couldn't. I should. But look at my daughter's eyes. She loves him. Tradition! Very well, children. You have my blessing and my permission.
Oh, thank you, Papa. You don't know how happy this makes me.
What else could I do?
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Papa. What am I going to tell your mother? Another dream? Please, Perchik, I can handle my own wife. My permission to become engaged. I have
what? To... Just like this, without even asking me?
Who asked you? I'm the father.
Who is he? A pauper. He has nothing, absolutely nothing.
I wouldn't say that. I hear he has a rich uncle, a very rich uncle. He's a good man, Golden. I like him. He's a little crazy, but I like him. What's more important, how to like him. Otto loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world. A new world, love. Golden.
Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? With our garden getting married, and this struggle in the town, the upset, the worn out, go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Golda, I'm asking you a question.
Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know.
But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well?
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children,
Golden, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So
but my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. So now I'm asking, Golden,
do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know.
But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me.
I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so,